This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as the U.S. looks to expand its ag trade, officials say diversification is becoming key to long-term success for farmers. We'll continue our conversation with USDA Undersecretary for Trade Luke Lindberg right after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
As we continue our conversation today from USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Forward Ag Affairs, Luke Lindberg, he says the United States is working to reduce reliance on any single export market to build a broader global customer base.
We are. In fact, the diversification of our agricultural exports is a critical priority for us. In fact, we know that China is actually looking to diversify their suppliers, right? So it goes in both directions here. We want to see them as a buyer of our products. But like any small business owner, you'd rather have 10 folks walk in through your door on a regular basis and shop around and buy different products than have just one person you're selling to. If that person has a bad year, it makes it awfully hard for you to sell your products and if you're singularly dependent. And so we're looking at and have really executed on a remarkable turnaround in that space. So we had places like Mexico, best year ever for U.S. agricultural exports to Mexico last year, the European Union. Even with a lot of the barriers they've erected, we had the best year ever for U.S. exports to the EU. And we're continuing to see, as these agreements come into place, places like the United Kingdom and other parts of the world where we are opening up access and then beginning to see more sales happen.
Lindberg says that broader approach is already paying off with strong export performance in multiple regions around the globe.
Yeah, I was actually recently toured a hog processing plant in Iowa. I understand the ethanol industry quite well. We have done a ton of work to get ethanol exports going all around the world. It's exciting to see E10 blends and higher being implemented in places like Taiwan and the Philippines and Indonesia now moving forward. I was just in Vietnam, also seeing that in Guatemala. We're making sure to capitalize on those opportunities. Look, the places we're seeing growth are really going to be the next set of long-term markets for American ag producers. I'll take Vietnam as an example. For a long, long time, they have had tremendous access into our market. In fact, across our economy, they have a $200 billion trade surplus with the United States, meaning we buy from them $200 billion more every year than they buy from us. And that's really unfair, and the president believes that's unfair, that we should have a balanced trading arrangement. And so agriculture is going to be a big winner in Vietnam, and it actually already is. In the last year, we had the best year ever in ag exports on cotton, tree nuts, corn, wheat, all products that saw their best year ever to Vietnam. Vietnam's implementing an E10 blend. I was just there pumping E10 into motorbikes at one of their gas stations, leading a delegation of ag companies over there. And their trade minister indicated to me they'd like to see an E20 blend come online sooner than they were originally predicting. So all of those things provide real opportunities for our farmers back here.
Lindberg says that growing demand in emerging markets, especially in areas like Southeast Asia, is creating new opportunities for U.S. ag, including ethanol and pork. And those relationships will be key to long-term growth and stability for producers. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.